What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Another quick one for you today as the Warriors get stomped by the Kawhi Leonard-less Raptors. Kawhi Leonard-less. It's a weird one to say. Some other news going across the NBA that involves Michael Jordan. Maybe getting a little physical. All that coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I am Charles T. Hamilton. What's happening? Warriors got smacked last night by the Toronto Raptors. What is that? Did I just try and do a Toronto accent? I don't know. Doesn't change the fact they lost last night. 113-93. That's a 20-point L by the Warriors. And I'm going to go over some stuff from the game, but the most... As I was going through my notes last night and trying to figure out how we were going to talk about it and stuff, most of my notes basically said, so-and-so, bad game, so-and-so, bad game. And I just looked through all of it. No one played well last night. I guess you could say KD did, but he didn't get as many shots as you would have liked when he was the only one who kind of got it going. Maybe they should have gone to him more throughout the early part of the game. Who knows? The Warriors just didn't have it. They just did not seem locked in at all. And it showed. It showed from early on. They had 19 turnovers. Raptors only had 12. Raptors were able to capitalize off the turnovers. And the problem is, 19's a high number for sure. We've seen them do worse. But they were just so careless and avoidable. And that's the main frustration when it comes to the Warriors and their turnovers, is it's just careless stuff that is avoidable, like I just said, but that's how they play. And the frustrating part is the Warriors are going to have games like this. We've seen them have games like this, a couple a year at least. But it felt like this would be a game that they would come out locked in and ready to go and motivated. Maybe the Kawhi Leonard news of him not playing made them ease up. Who knows? I don't want to make excuses for him because there's no excuse for playing this way. There's an explanation that maybe they just didn't care. They were just lackadaisical. They saw that Kawhi wasn't in, saw that they were able to take it to overtime against him last time without Steph and without Draymond and got overconfident. Who knows? None of those are excuses, potential explanations maybe. But it was ugly. It was ugly. And you know what? I also have to give Toronto credit. They played great. Defensively, at least. And that was one of the other frustrating parts last night was when the Warriors would get stops, they couldn't hit a bucket. If they did hit a bucket, then Toronto came down and knocked down a bucket too. It just, they never were able to click for enough possessions to make any kind of substantial run. In the first half, the Warriors shot 38%, where the Toronto Raptors shot 51%. That's not good. That pretty much explains the entire game. For the rest of the game, the Warriors actually shot better than them. Warriors shot 58%, and the Raptors 46%. But the problem is you were down 16 after that first half, and just were not able to make a comeback at all because 46% is still solid. So that's basically where they lost it. I mean, the turnovers also just sloppy and careless will kill you every time, and they sure enough did. And as I mentioned, I was going through the game last night and going through my notes, and just no one played well. No one played well. Steph had his worst game of the year, I think. He went 3 of 12, 2 of 8 from the field. Or excuse me, 2 of 8 from 3, 3 of 12 from the field. 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 4 turnovers, 10 points, minus 16 in the plus-minus. This is the first time he's only hit three shots in a game going back to game three of the NBA Finals last year, where he kind of lost Finals MVP. I still think he could have won it, probably should have, but that's the game where he fully lost it because he just could not hit a shot. And that was what happened last night. Klay, woof, 7 to 17, 0 of 5 from 3. And I'm just going to keep saying it until we see it. Where's the consistency? He's back down to about 35% from 3 on the year for a guy who shoots 42% career from 3. This is kind of worrisome. 29 games in, that's a big enough sample size to say what's going on. And who knows, a solid 10-game run could get him up to 45%. Who the hell knows? But it's just, it's not what we're used to seeing, and I'm going to keep saying it until we do see it. Just some consistency, and we haven't seen it. And every time I bring it up, every time it gets close, I mentioned his last, that road trip. He was shooting, 43% from three and putting up great numbers. And then he has a game like this. So now back to square one. Let's see what he can do moving forward. The bench was bad. No one played well. One thing, though, that I saw, Alphonso McKinney only had 4 minutes in the first half. In a game where you're kind of getting boat race like that without Andre Iguodala, I would have given McKinney more run. I mean, what the hell? That's one thing that bugs me about Kerr, and I know a lot of people have talked about his rotations before, but he's not really willing to try something when things aren't going right. And it's not that playing Alphonso McKinney is so crazy and out of left field or anything, but play him. Let's see. We're getting killed on the glass. We have no size. See what Alphonso McKinney, who's a great rebounder. Let's see what he can do. But he didn't play great either. And as I mentioned about the Warriors' shooting percentage in the second half, part of that is Quinn Cook, and McKinney came in and hit some garbage time shots. And good for Quinn. Maybe that will kind of get him going in his little spot minutes, especially after Sean Livingston was injured last night and is officially out for the Kings game, but we'll talk more about that coming up. Just want to finish off this game here. It was just bad. It was bad all around. Can't really pinpoint one player who had a good game. The lack of a real center also hurt them. It was tough. Tough one to watch. But oh well, moving on. We're on to Sacramento, right? Isn't that a Bill Belichick thing, guys? Anyways, the Warriors were cold from the field last night, cold from three. You know what could have helped, though? Maybe heat them up a little bit. Action, heat, clothing. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is sponsored by Action Heat. Action Heat makes the world's best battery heated clothing. Heat on demand at the touch of a button. Control your environment with Action Heat. Action Heat clothing is engineered to safely and efficiently deliver heat from heating panels similar to a heated car seat. They can reach temperatures of up to 135 degrees and are powered by rechargeable 5-volt lithium ion batteries that last up to 12 hours on each charge. These Action Heat batteries, you can also use them to power up your phone, charge your phone or iPod or any gadget you have. iPad, iPod, whichever one you use. Do people use iPods anymore? Perfect for any friend or family for your birthday or holiday gift list. Great for anyone who works outside, ski or snowboard. It's great for anyone who's cold all the time. Great for anyone who doesn't want to run up their heating bill at their house. Action Heat clothing, man, keeps you warm. Action Heat. It's available in men's, women's, and has great new styles and models just released for the 2018-19 winter season. Make winter activities more enjoyable with a blast of warmth. Action Heat is the perfect solution to keep you toasty and warm, even in the most frigid winter weather. We've got a special offer for our listeners to save 20% off your entire order. Just go to actionheat.com/lockedon to check out everything Action Heat has to offer. That is actionheat.com/lockedon, or use the coupon code LOCKEDON at checkout to save 20%. Stay toasty and warm while you enjoy all your outdoor activities this winter with Action Heat, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast, which is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I am Charles T. Hamilton, the host, ya boy. Warriors got smacked by the Raptors last night without Kawhi Leonard. Not great. Kind of embarrassing. But it's all good. Because as I said, it was just one of those things, one of those nights where the Warriors just don't have it. They don't bring it for whatever reason. And Steve Kerr was asked about it, asked to try and explain it. He did his best, but he didn't really have an answer. Here is what Steve Kerr had to say.
I can't really explain it other than, it's we're now in a place where we're defending a title and defending sort of a mantle, you know, that we've had for several years. And it's a different vibe. It's a different feeling than when you're on the climb, you know, like Toronto is, like Milwaukee is, like we were a few years ago. It's a different feeling. It's a different vibe. It's harder to get up for each game. And so there are certain nights where you can just feel it. You don't have that energy. And if you've played in the NBA, if you've coached in this league, you understand it. If you followed it closely, and as you have, you understand that. It's not an excuse. It's just reality. So we did not bring the required energy.
So there's Steve Kerr on the topic, kind of similar to what I was saying. They just, some nights they don't bring it, and it's hard to do so. And it's not an excuse. It's an explanation, or at least an attempt at an explanation. And it's just, it's harder when you're the defending back-to-back champs to get up for 82 games. It felt like this was a game that they should be up for, considering the tough loss last time they played them without Steph, without Draymond. You thought they'd be locked in. Maybe the Kawhi news knocked them off that, whatever. Toronto played great, though, also. They are a good team. With or without Kawhi, they're great with Kawhi. Without him, they're still able to do stuff like this. Pascal Siakam is really impressive, especially defensively. When you see the way he plays and the way he moves, and then you realize he's like 6'9", 230, you are even more impressed. Fred VanVleet, great story, great player, great backup, maybe the best backup in the backup point guard in the league. Some people will say Dennis Schroeder, that's fine. I'll take VanVleet every single day of the week. Like I said, Toronto's good. They're for real. KD feels the same way. Here's what KD had to say about the Toronto Raptors.
They got veterans over there. I mean, I don't understand. People need a young team. They got champions over there. Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard. We got guys that played in big playoff games like Serge Ibaka, Kyle Lowry, Jonas Valanciunas. We got young players. They got a great mix of veterans and young players. They got a new coach, but the leaders of that team have been through some wars, so I wouldn't call them a young team. Or I won't say them beating us two times is going to get extra confidence. They've been balling for that, and they're going to be balling after they beat us. So, I mean, they're not an up-and-coming team. They're here.
That last quote is the one that really caught my attention. They're not up-and-coming. They're here, and that's the truth. I mean, they have been one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference for a long time. And you look at it, they just replaced DeMar DeRozan with Kawhi Leonard, a top five player in the game, in my opinion. They're here. They're a damn good team. It'll be interesting to see how the East plays out, man. And if the Warriors make it out of the Western Conference, like we all assume they will, I don't know. It'll be a tough matchup with whoever it is, honestly. Will be interesting to see. Who knows, though? It could be someone random, like, I don't know. I can't even think of a random East team. Whatever. Moving on. One of the things that hurt the Warriors last night was the center position. Again, everyone played poorly. It wasn't just the center position that doomed them or did them in last night. But one of the things, and I haven't said it a lot during this season because Kevon Looney's been good. Damian Jones, his games, when he has a good game, it's been solid. But they missed JaVale McGee last night. There were a number of times when Kevon Looney or Jordan Bell got the ball in the lane and then just short-circuited, didn't know what to do. as the defense closed in. And again, Toronto played great defense last night. But I appreciate what JaVale did for this team and the skill that he brought. I didn't think his skill was so hard to find. Apparently it's a lot harder to find a center who can catch the ball with human hands and finish in the lane. But apparently it is. And don't get me wrong, I love JaVale. I was just more realistic about what he brought and what he didn't bring. I wasn't one of the people that thought he was one of the best, or, you know, I don't know. Some people overstated his impact. A lot of people understated also. I thought I was pretty realistic on it. But anyways, this isn't the JaVale McGee podcast. This is Locked On Warriors. A couple other things I want to throw out from last night's game. Not just the game, but also the last notes from the season. Things of that nature and the whatnot. And the whatnot is really the most important when you think about it, right? You know what I mean? Just some notes on the year that kind of exemplify what's been going on. Klay Thompson made one or fewer threes last season in 8 of 73 games. He's done it this year in 11 of 29 games. So the Klay Thompson slump is for real. A slump, poor play, however you want to look at it. And it's crazy that it's happening in a contract year too, but that's a whole nother thing we'll have to deal with eventually. KD from three, his first 21 games was shooting 31%. The last 8 games, he's up to 43%. So that ball is falling, which is nice. Just need Klay to do the same now. As I've said, I expected, because KD did start slow, he was 32% for 21 games, 31%. I expected him to come back to earth as far as the percentages go. I expect the same for Klay. Don't know when it's going to happen. Still expect it. Sooner rather than later would be great, though. So just throwing that one out there. One thing I wanted to throw out there also, just because it was a bad game where they got their asses kicked in three quarters pretty much, KD had a monster dunk to end the first half on Serge Ibaka. It was beautiful. It was great, but it only cut the lead down to like 15. So, you know, not that great. Going to finish this thing up, coming up next with some league pass picks and other news across the NBA. Coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. Charles T. Hamilton, your host. What's crapping in? One thing I wanted to get to today, whatever, on this podcast. Michael Jordan last night, you know, a high drama game there. They won off of Jeremy Lamb 3, I think, right? Late game, whatever. Michael Jordan's like on the sidelines, gets mad at Malik Monk and gives him a little tap on the head, a little swipe of the head. No, I'm not one of these people that's, oh my God, ah, think of the children. But I will say this, don't do that. Just don't do that. How about that? It's that simple. I'm not saying he should be fired. I'm not outraged. But just don't do it. Okay? Sound good? Mike? MJ? Nothing sounds smarter than me telling MJ what to do. Am I right? Man, I'm an idiot. But at the same time, just don't do that stuff. That simple. Anyways, league pass picks for tonight. Some good games, man. Better than we've had recently. The slate, at least. Or, I don't know, percentage-wise, there's only 4 games. 2 of them look pretty damn good. Lakers in Houston. Going to check that out. First time they meet up since the fracas, the brawl, the fight between Chris Paul and Rajon Rondo. Are there two less likable characters in the NBA? I don't know. I'm not a fan of either one of them. I hope they fight again. I think it'd be hilarious. But Lakers did end up winning that game. Lakers are looking pretty solid. They, I don't know. You got LeBron, you got a chance. And they're 17-10 right now, so they're looking good. Lakers in Houston, and then Clippers, San Antonio. Clippers have a better record than San Antonio. Clippers have the same record as the Lakers. the battle for L.A., huh? Am I right? No, should be a good one with the Clippers and San Antonio. Clippers have had a couple of rough losses recently, but I think they're still good. I think they're still good, and Tobias Harris is a beast. So those should be good. Chicago-Orlando plays. Dallas-Phoenix also plays. Phoenix, man, just making me look as bad as ever. I liked them coming into this year, and I look like an idiot because they're 4-20, you know? So, ugh. Ooh, I actually gave them too many wins. They're 4-24, so they're due. They're due for a win tonight. Gonna have to wear that one all season. Whatever. Thank you guys for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Peace.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.